I have a few things I wanted to hit on that you talked about. First of all, you mentioned earlier today that this is, you said this a few times, that this is a science, this isn't an art, but you have the steps. And I was listening and kind of taking notes of what you were talking about. And it is, you do have it down to a science here, because you're talking about, well, you got to get the hook, USP, and then you talked about how you built up all this desire, right? And then you have the proof elements, because Amen was making all this money. You have the believability factor there, the social proof with Brad Fallon. Then you did this big conference, and you have these great testimonials from a lot of, you know, really successful people. And so, like, that's all the science. And that kind of led me to my question here is, like, on the testimonials, I remember watching the testimonials on that sales letter, and I was like, man, this product is going to kill it. Right when it first started, mm-hmm. when it was first launched, because those testimonials were experts, and they were all saying, you know, how great this is and all that. Can you talk a little bit about that, just the testimonial part of this? I know you mentioned it a little bit, but did you guys have, like, a strategy as far as, like, how you got those people to deliver those testimonials, or...
Yeah, the strategy was, in a break, I literally grabbed guys by the arm and said, hey, you got to go. You got to stand in line. And I was like, why don't you, like, Evan Pagan, Mike Fossain, Buck Rizzi, go. You're in line. Go. You got to stand. And I pretty much, like, stood here and guarded them. Like, listen, man, you came down and you got to give a testimonial. But it was, you know, in a fun, friendly kind of way. And some of these guys I didn't know all that well, Russell Brunson, for example, I'm like, hey, I'd never met him before. And I'm like, hey, Russell, can you give us a testimonial? Look at all those guys in line. They're giving testimonials.
Yeah. You know,
so,
proof, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of, and there was no prompting, I didn't tell anybody what to say, but this is what was a little bit orchestrated. We gave them good content. The idea was, we invited them to, we are going to teach you guys stuff you don't know about. Mm-hmm. You might be the expert in your stuff, but you're not the expert here, and this is something you can use to help your business. We're going to teach you for free. You know, hey, just give us a testimonial, do you like the content? So there was no trickery there at all. I mean, we really were able to provide quality content. And when these guys were watching and learning, they were impressed. So we had a good quality product. And they were sufficiently impressed to give a testimonial that reflected that they were sufficiently impressed. So that was
awesome.
Pretty much how that worked.
Yeah, science, though. It's very...
Again,
It's all on purpose.
It's all on purpose.
Scientific. It's all a matter of steps. And so, like, anyone that's looking to make that first breakthrough, that first product, because like we said, it's night and day when you have your first launch. These are just the steps that anyone can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
Anyone can say, hey,
anybody.
I need you to come do a testimonial.
Anybody.
Yeah.
And the idea was, you know, there was two purposes of doing that conference. One, that one day. One was obviously getting them psyched to promote it, because once they came and saw it, they're going to want to promote it. And two, of course, was the testimonials. We actually recorded the entire conference and spent a whole bunch of money recording it. We never used the recordings. It didn't matter, because the purpose was served by getting those testimonials and by getting everyone excited to promote. And then you get to pitch everybody on why this is going to be, you know, at the end, like Brad and I were on stage talking to everybody about why you want to promote this.
Right.
So we got a captive audience. We got 150 people in a room listening to why this is the best darn thing in the whole wide world to promote. And that's what I do. I make a point of making sure whenever I do a launch, I tell the affiliates why this is going to make them more money than everything else. And you got to think of a few good reasons why it will. And I usually can. You know, it's going to pay more money. You know, the hook is better. Traders, you know, or people relate to this product. Or the system is superior. You definitely want to have real reasons. And if you do, you're going to be able to convince them to get behind it, because there's a lot of noise in any marketplace.
Right.
So you need to kind of, that's ultimately your goal, is going to be to rise above the noise.
Yeah.
How to do a successful launch is to rise above the noise and make your launches sound more appealing and exciting than they are. Here's another great idea that I came up with for the first time in this launch that I'm doing right now for 4X product. I'm actually emailing everybody and telling everyone, hey, we're doing a massive scale 7-figure launch. I'm calling it a 7-figure launch to everybody. How do I know how much money it's going to make? I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a 7-figure scale launch, but there's two purposes of that. Number one, I truly believe it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy, because I honestly believe it will be a 7-figure launch. I'm confident it will be. But it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Number two, of course, 7-figure launch, ooh, I want to be part of that. 7-figure, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, it's just, I'm just calling that a 7-figure launch. I don't know, obviously, right now, because I can't predict absolutely what it'll do, but it's a great way to describe, it makes it sound exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So people want to be involved, and maybe whatever, if someone's watching this, their launch isn't at that scale. Maybe it's going to be a five-figure launch, or I'm doing it, 25,000 or 50,000, whatever you want to make it, but name it something. Mm-hmm. Give it, call it something, create that excitement.
Yeah,
and that works.
That's crazy. Like, I remember when we got your video, or the video from Brad Fallon about going to this, E-Rock, or Eric Rockefeller, who's a good friend of mine, we do a lot of cross-promotion and that sort of thing. As soon as he saw the video, like, we called each other almost the exact same. Like, he's like, I was right about to call you, you know? He's like, dude, you going to that? And I was like, yeah, I already bought my ticket, you know? We're going, and there was a couple big things. It was, like, those proof elements, you know, the names and then the big guy. But also, I think the other really big thing to put in there that really got our attention was the USP. So you should probably develop the USP first, right? And, like, have that ready to go whenever you're talking about the thing.
Of course.
And, like, how killer. Yeah, but, I mean, I remember we were just freaking out about it. And, like, talked to Gary Ambrose, too, and he's like, yep, I'm going, you know? And, like, anyway, it was just... It worked incredibly well, because, I mean, we were both in the middle of everything else we were doing, and then just suddenly, like, bam, it just hit us, and we're just, all, like, we're all talking about it all of a sudden, and, yeah, it was really cool.
So,
what you said earlier, shock and awe, you kind of shock and awe. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Like, working on that USP and, like, really working on the angle the best it could possibly be before you introduce it, I think is key.
You need to really brainstorm about why your product is going to be so different, so good, because you're doing it, it's serving a dual purpose.
Right.
One, you're getting those affiliates really excited about it. And because you want, you know, they got to be excited about it. And two, of course, it'll ultimately sell better. So that's essential. Spend time thinking about what makes your product different. Because the reality is, it may not be all that different. Mm-hmm. It might be, and that's great if it is. Obviously, you want to try to make it be. But I guess what I'm saying is, don't worry if your product is not all that different. If your product isn't all that different, just think of little things that can make it sound different. And as long as it has value, that's then you're still delivering a good quality product to the end user. But, you know, you sometimes have to be creative, because if you're selling something in the same marketplace over and over again, there's all kinds of competitors. Don't worry about it if your product isn't, you know, completely different. Just, you know, have a couple of angles of as far as why it's going to be different, and really kind of capitalize on those.
One thing I noticed about all this, and we talk about it being scientific, the science and not art, is everything that you did and that you do is... proactive. It's all. There's a lot of people in our market that's just reactive. A lot of people who are looking to make money online, they kind of react. They kind of just, you know, throw stuff up there and see if it sticks, and it's kind of, you know, in this hasty way, shotgun, you know, try to sell stuff and make money. But this was a proactive approach from A to Z, all the way through, step by step by step by step, all the way until one of the biggest launches in history.
And something I'll add to that is, behind the scenes, complete chaos. I mean, absolute complete chaos. Working literally, like, you know, I remember working 22 hours a day, freaking out, this isn't ready, that's not ready, and that's my point. I mean, to the public, it doesn't matter, because they don't see that. I mean, it was a mess. It was chaos. This wasn't done. That wasn't done. We forgot about this, and because it does tend to get like that. So I'll say this, if you do a launch, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's normal. You know, we were, you know, as disorganized probably as anyone could have been. And it's not even that you're disorganized, there's just a lot of stuff that comes at you, and there's a lot of stuff to do. So even it was systematic.
We've had that in our launches.
Same here.
Yeah. You know, just a little
term continuity was the most stressful time of my entire life.
Yeah.
Dude, it was just like trying to throw all that stuff together.
Yeah, they tend to be stressful because a lot of eyes are on you, and that's what kind of creates that stress. So it's important, of course, that you provide a good quality product and a good process to everyone, because if you're kind of maybe only as good as your last launch, so you want to make sure to do a good job, obviously. So it's important that you do as much planning as possible, obviously, before, you know, do all the mind maps and plan everything out and kind of have a goal of, you know, what you want to accomplish. But we can definitely summarize all the main points so that anyone who's watching this can kind of have a roadmap of what to do in order to get from A to Z. And the bottom line is, it's really not all that hard to do it.
There's one more thing I want to hit on real quick, and this keeps popping in my brain here, is like, you know, one of the biggest things about this launch is the proof. You guys had the proof because Amy was doing, you know, $100,000 a day, whatever it was, and so there's incredible proof there. So for a lot of people, they would think, well, I don't have that proof, right? I don't have the proof to be able to have that kind of response. But the fact is, there's proof everywhere. And we've even talked about it with the trade shows. You go to a trade show, not only is there proof everywhere at every booth, that they're demonstrating their proof, you know. They're like, you know, sham, wow, look at this, this and that, you know. So it's like they're proving that their stuff works. And there's proof everywhere if you just look for it. And so, like, you guys had incredible proof there, but it can be a little bit intimidating for some people because the guy was doing $100,000 a day.
Yeah.
It's a lot. You know, but in different scales, there's proof everywhere. You know, and you just got to find that proof and look for it. Yeah. Bring it out.
I can tell you that in the market that I'm in right now, it's very difficult to show proof because there's regulations in the trading markets, Forex, that you really can't show proof. You really can't show numbers. And one of the guys in my niche who does some of the biggest launches, multi-seven-figure launches, shows no proof, no actual how much money this guy made or how successful it is. He just alludes to the fact that people are making money with this system.